bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, swinging a lightsaber plus a Star Wars record and a Batman church robber.
Thanks very much for joining us. That's Chick McGee across the way. I can see him from here. Also, the room's gotten much better looking in the last few minutes.
Thank you.
Not you, Ace. Although you do look better without that scraggly beard. Did your mom tell you to get rid of it? Now, let's move over that way.
Didn't even give it a chance.
Like the beard, damn
no,
it.
No, I was out for a walk, and the lady was coming towards me. She crossed the street.
Oh! Well, that could be one of two things.
Yeah, she may have done that anyway. Depends on where you were.
Well, what where time you of day? Live, I'm sure that
Can
happened.
Can we talk about anything else?
Yes.
It's a shame that that happens.
Let's talk about how sweet and lovely Jessica Alsman is. What a nice person you are.
Well, thank you.
Bright, witty, and beautiful blue eyes, and that boyfriend of yours still not coughing up the ring. Huh?
That's okay. Gosh. He can really swing a lightsaber, though. Little buddy was in the basement playing with his lightsaber.
He was?
The other day. He was. It's very George Michael Arrested Development.
Oh, boy.
In the garage. But it was awesome. He's actually good at it. I'm
Is
surprised.
He? Wow, do you have one too? Do you battle it out?
No, only he got one. He was trying to do the Darth Maul.
Uh-huh.
But you have to actually buy two lightsabers because there's two together. Right. Whatever. But I was
so
surprised.
Is this a video game where you play with a lightsaber?
No.
Well, there's that too, but we don't have to go into that. He was actually swinging.
Hang on. Tom,
the,
look at me.
Yes.
Jessica and Donald went to the Star Wars exhibit
at
Walt Disney World, and they bought lightsabers.
Ah.
Okay. I don't know why. I don't know what happened that you didn't get any of that, but that's what happened.
I checked out the minute I heard.
Lightsaber?
Lightsabers. We actually have...
We have Star Wars in the news today.
A pretty cool Star Wars story, I think, coming up here. Do you have it right now?
Yeah, here's a lesson in the Jedi Code. A store in Arizona has returned a Star Wars record to Mark Hamill, the actor who portrayed Luke Skywalker in the film's praised workers at Bookman's Entertainment Exchange in Flagstaff.
Bookman, huh?
For returning the... Star Wars, A New Hope soundtrack that had been gifted from film composer John Williams. Williams had written on the vinyl sleeve, "Dear Mark Hamill, may the Force always be with you." According to the Arizona Daily Sun, the record was one of several Star Wars items brought in by a woman after her father's death in 2018. Mikhail Salmons, the store's general manager, said they reached out to Hamill through social media and after confirming the signature, returned the vinyl to him. Mark Hamill did not explain how the record left his possession. In a tweet, he wrote, quote, "Over the years in life, things go missing." In a tweet posted Saturday, Hamill commended the store for not selling the record, which he had not seen since the early 1990s.
When he sold it, because he wasn't doing anything else.
Right.
Hamill said he happily...
Yeah. He said, great, now I can pawn it again.
Yeah.
He said he happily would sign a few of the store's Star Wars items for them.
So, oh, that's great.
That is nice.
That's a happy story. Instead of trying to cash in.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, we've got the signed vinyl thing from John Williams.
Mm-hmm. And let's face it, John Williams, TikTok, huh?
So yeah, he's pretty old.
Yeah. You want to keep that autograph.
Yeah, I want to sign it before it started. His hand started shaking. Is that where you're going with it?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Mean, if you,
that package is ready to go somewhere. CBS,
great artist.
It's already.
So,
he is great.
He's got to fill in the date.
Okay, well, that's a sweet, happy Star Wars story.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so Donnie bought himself a lightsaber.
He sure did.
We should make this clear. This is not Donnie Baker. This is your Donnie. And Donnie's an adult.
He is. I don't date children.
Jessica's not living with a
baby. How old is Don? Can you
living
say
with
old
a baby?
He's a slightly older than me.
Well, how old is that?
Is he older than me? I'm 41. Is he older than me?
No.
Okay.
We're early 30s.
Early 30s.
We don't have kids, so we play with the toys. No big deal.
Nothing wrong with that.
The video's up on my Instagram.
Look at you. You are disgusting.
And here's what I like about it.
What is it about her? When she starts talking, you check out. What's the problem?
I'm just trying to envision. I know Donnie. And
you don't know Donnie. You bought an appliance off of him.
What, like five?
Yeah.
I was just in his store last week.
Well.
He was at Disney World.
You know, some people buy appliances and don't ever mention it. Did you know that?
Yeah. A lot of people were jelly of that lightsaber.
I bet.
Now, do you know what? You know what that means, what she just said?
A lot of people
were jelly.
Are jelly?
Oh, is that the shorthand for jealous?
Yes, exactly right.
Even I can figure that one out.
Does
the lightsaber cut anything? I mean, can you?
It was $200. You could build your own. Don't look at me like that.
$200?
I didn't buy much.
Good on you. Spend your money on whatever you want.
Should have bought two. Yes.
I told him, you should have bought two. Why not?
So you guys can have fights.
Does it go like?
It does. It makes the noises and everything.
So you can make your own lightsaber?
You can, but that was booked out for like another 2 or 3 weeks.
Is this a game where if someone else has one and you cross?
It's like Build-A-Bear, only for lightsabers?
It is, and you can build your own droid there.
And you can build a Baby Yoda coming out of Build-A-Bear. Did you see that?
So exciting about that.
Yeah.
I need a comfort species.
Okay.
You are freaking him out right now. You know that, right?
It's nerdy. This is cute, nerdy love.
I know.
You've got
this
look on your face like we're all speaking Portuguese or something. It's just...
You cannot.
So he's in the basement by himself.
He knew I was going to be coming downstairs, so he was being funny.
Have you seen the video?
Has
he seen you with your clothes off? Does he know what he could be doing? Is he aware?
Maybe that was foreplay.
There you go.
Now you're interested.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
You don't know what turns
I was
them
wearing
on.
Nothing but bibs.
You were wearing the Princess Leia gold bikini.
Yes.
Have you ever done your hair up in the sort of the Cinnabon thing on each ear?
Only for Halloween with a wig, not for.
Okay.
Oh, and you were wearing the Leia kind of white robe.
Yeah.
I remember.
Help me, Obi-Wan.
Did he like it?
Oh.
Well, he thought it was okay. He's like,
thought
cool.
It was okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I left my place. Back on Earth here, we have Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
Back on Tom's Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you got?
I was going to show him the video of Donnie playing with the lightsaber.
Okay.
So you turn the lights out.
Well, you got to see the lightsaber glow.
Yeah.
And then you swing it around.
You know what? Ewan McGregor, I forget what show he was on. Was it Graham Norton? They handed him a lightsaber, and he just started showing off his skills because he was in the movie, so that's fair, but I think that's what inspired Donnie.
Oh, he's like, really good at this.
Yeah, is he pretty good, Tom? What do you think?
I do the same thing when I'm walking my dogs with my flashlight.
Oh, jeez. Have you seen this?
I was like, is this your drum major skills from high school?
Donnie looks cool as hell there.
He does. Look cool.
If you can hear the audio, it matches up with
I hear panties dropping everywhere.
Is there a heft to it? Is there does it have some weight?
The lights it does.
Is there, okay.
He's listening to the music, too.
Oh, it was funny. He had it ready. I was like, awesome.
Seriously. Is he a pot smoker? Is that what's happening here? Is that what I'm missing?
Well, I'm not here to discuss that. That was pretty funny.
He's
got to
be high.
These are people. These are adults. These are...
Just because they don't live their life the way you do.
No.
He wasn't being serious. That's what's funny. He just...
He was having fun.
He was having fun, Tom.
Are there videos that teach you how to swing a lightsaber?
I guarantee there are.
I am sure.
Don't you remember the famous lightsaber guy on his video went viral or something?
When he hit himself in the face
or
something?
Yes.
Kind of a chunky guy.
There's a lightsaber. Do you have to use two hands?
No.
Oh, you're allowed to... Do kind of a fencing move, which is the one hand.
You can do whatever you want.
It's like working with a staff sometimes.
Yeah.
You can use two. You can use one. You can
saber, sword, saber.
Yeah. I'm just asking because he's.
When's the last? You've got to just the first Star Wars that was released anyway. Is that the one you're?
It's very funny. Good movie.
1977.
That's the only one you've seen?
No, I've seen most of the rest of them. They got really boring there for a while. A bunch of critters sitting around some Senate arguing about something pointless. It was much like the contemporary Washington.
Now,
bunch of a-holes
aren't
arguing.
The Ewoks show up in the newest one?
Yes,
I
they
thought,
do.
Real quick.
That's when I checked out.
A little bit of everything.
They were too cutesy.
Here are the Ewoks.
I love the Ewoks. Yeah. Is your lightsaber a different
color? I like Jar Jar Binks.
I didn't get
Jar Jar
one.
Shook
why.
Things up.
Tom really does enjoy Jar Jar Binks. He's not being ironic.
Should excuse me? No. I can't do it.
Jar Jar Binks does not make an appearance in this last
because
latest
he's
one.
He was contrary.
He was politically corrected out of the franchise.
No, just wasn't funny or charming.
Oh, no, he was weird and like real things in life. He was this like crazy... unlovable, but at the same time, cutesy.
I'm worn out.
Okay, so
you would love The Mandalorian. I know it's kind of a Star Wars story in the universe, but it's really good. It's great for kids, too.
And that's the TV show.
Yeah.
Is that a real actor or is it a cartoon?
It's a real actor. There is a puppet that is playing what we're all calling Baby Yoda, which is just a little baby species. It's the same species as Yoda, but it's not actually Yoda.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a couple Star Wars tributes coming up and an actual Star Trek tribute coming up.
All right.
To distinguish between the two.
Looks like Batman's starting a band. Police in Alabama are looking for a man who disguised himself as Batman while stealing musical instruments from churches.
That's a good way to go to hell.
Yeah, no joke. According to AL.com, one burglary occurred on December 11th at Kingsway Church in Irondale, Alabama. Irondale Detective Sergeant Michael Mangina said the suspect stole a keyboard.
Sure
and
it's
got to
be. Wait a minute. Got to be. Mangina.
Hold it.
No, spell I think that. It's Mangina.
Spell the last name.
Mangina.
That's Mangina.
Mangina.
Oh, boy.
God, Mangina. Can you imagine going through life being named
Michael
Mangina? He's got to be tough.
That guy is, yeah.
Yeah.
Eats nails. Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah, how do you know he doesn't pronounce it Mangina?
Because every guy that's a guy is going to, through his entire life, is going to go, hey, it's Mike Mangina.
All the Manginas and the Osmonds out there.
Yeah, you going to tuck it in, Mike? You know, you're Caitlyn Jenner. Your Mangina.
The man returned to the church on January 6th to steal two more guitars. Police in Jasper said Bateman also stole instruments from three area churches on January 9th.
Jasper.
Oh, here's
Mangina
a
here's said a, the
here's
suspect.
A picture, here's a picture of Batman. Looks like Alfred's been baking a lot of cookies.
Oh, larger Batman, isn't it?
He's a big Batman, this fella. Yeah, they got pictures.
Mangina said Batman, quote unquote, may also be linked to burglaries in Shelby County as well as Georgia and Tennessee. Anyone with information should call Irondale Police, Jasper Police, or the Walker County Sheriff.
Big. Same bat time, same bat Golden Corral.
ironically, he's dressed as Batman, but he's Robin.
Oh. Ah!
Nice. See,
chick likes it.
See, Robin the guitar.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that is a one-way ticket to hell.
Where'd you think?
Nice bass. Where'd you get it? Oh, I stole it from a church. Oh, did you now?
Stealing musical instruments.
Yeah, someone's going to get a little karma as they get electrocuted plugging in their bass.
My archenemies, the Joker, the Riddler, and Mel Bay.
Michael Mangina. Wow.
How would you pronounce it if your last name were Mangina?
Mangina?
Would you go with Mangina or
Mangina or Mangina?
Mangina.
I'd go with Smith.
You would just change it all together.
Your Honor, I'd like to change my name. You know the judge is going to start laughing. Oh, well, Mr. This guy's entire life, that's probably why he's a badass cop.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I bet he is.
And you can imagine if he married a certain person and they hyphenated the name.
Oh, man.
Dare I even?
Man, yeah, I've got a few ideas, but.
Okay, you try yours because mine's too filthy to even.
This is my fiance, Stephanie Lady Cox. Kind of works, right?
So now that's worse than the one I was going to do.
Or anyone.
COX.
I thought Klitz Johnson was going to be rough, but no. Fitz,
what's a Fitz name that would like Klitz Patrick?
Sorry, care to join us over here in the lab seat? We're having a really good time. Now,
coming up, we have the 2020 class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has just been announced.
Please tell me the Doobie Brothers got in. Please tell me the Doobie Brothers got in.
I don't know. We'll wait and see.
Oh, okay.
I do know, but I'm not going to tell you.
Do you know what movie has a funny reference to the Doobie Brothers?
Romancing the Stone, Michael Douglas.
Very good, Chick. Thanks for the enthusiasm.
This is where you tell me good memory. And this is where I tell you, I don't have a good memory. You mention it every week.
I mentioned it in years.
Years, Christy, years. Years, he says.
You mentioned it
this year.
Everyone who transcribes every moment of the show barely heard that.
No.
I'm sorry. When Chick goes to a concert, Billy Joel goes, oh, look, I'm not going to play piano, man. Too many people have heard it already.
Billy Joel, I can tell you that.
We have... just around the corner, Jessica, your man. We've been talking about Donnie this morning.
Yeah.
Donnie has a very good opportunity up ahead here. Now, okay. As you know, he's just purchased himself a lightsaber.
Yes, he has.
We have video of Donnie in your basement going.
No, and again, the lightsaber is going. It makes the noise.
Yeah.
Oh, dare I say, keen.
She told you that.
The point is. Donnie is, as they say,
you're getting worse.
The vernacular is a grown ass man.
Right.
And apparently, in spite of your voluptuosity, if that's a word, and your charms, he'd rather be in the basement playing with a
Would
lightsaber.
You just start dating her? I think you should. I think you should just start dating her.
I'm taken, if you will.
I am.
Well, that's everyone's loss. Especially who's
yes,
taking you.
Yes, Kelly took one for the team. Ladies, you're safe now. Kelly took the bullet.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.